This is Colin Graham, and I'm recording this as a backup in the absence of the scheduled interview. To a certain extent, my views about how we should be educating people in the future are very strongly shaped by the way in which I was educated myself. Obviously, I started off at the age of four in Scotland, in the Scottish system, and moving down to England when I was around seven or so. It seemed that that extra 6 months in school that the Scottish system allows, it gave me a head start on most of the people that I was actually with of my own age in the school in England. And, I mean, that continued in the sense that the 11 plus exam streamed me out into a school that was in the top 5% academically in the country. But for me, being at that school and being, if you like, selected out by the system for this type of education, it just seemed normal because that's what happened, that the extra bright went to these schools, that if you passed your 11 plus you maybe went to a grammar school, if you didn't pass your 11 plus you went to secondary modern, as it was, and just in the process of becoming a comprehensive school. And I think what happened to me in going to that school was that I was just one of many, and I became an average person in that kind of environment. But still, the academic push there was all about developing critical judgment, critical thinking skills, questioning, and so on. But I still wasn't actually able to choose the subjects that I wanted to do at O-level, as it was at that stage. We had the opportunity to do a whole range of O-levels, but when it came to A-level, I actually wanted to do Maths for Other Maths and Chemistry, but the school timetable didn't allow me to do that. And it seems strange to me that in a system where you're actually trying to develop critical judgment and give children the opportunity to shape and develop their own education, that you can't actually allow them to do the things that they want to do or have an interest in at the time. And I think that had an impact on how I actually did in the A-levels, because it turned out then I had to do physics, maths and chemistry if I wanted to do maths and chemistry. And as a result, I think my grades suffered. What this says to me, though, is that I wonder when or how we actually should be allowing children, what type of choice we should be giving to children, and how we should be directing that choice in terms of their education, because it took me 10 or 15 years following that to actually get into becoming a teacher, because I'd been directed down a path by well-meaning people and well-meaning adults earlier on in my life. And I think this is the dilemma that we face, that we want to encourage this independence of learning and choice, but how do we actually make sure or help children to be making choices that are going to be realistic, practicable, workable? And is it important actually that we're actually forcing them into a path and making a choice about something that's going to affect the whole future? Or really do we just want to develop the idea of how decisions are made? And I think this is the key thing for me, trying to link in with the cognitive development of any learner at any age, that any choices they make about the future direction are actually geared towards the cognitive development and helping them learn further. So I think really what we need to be doing now is focusing much more on pushing this idea of cognitive development, that we don't get stuck in the rut of transferring knowledge, that what we're doing is actually transferring the ability to analyse, to critically judge situations, to evaluate them, to justify what we're doing at the time, given the evidence that's there, and help learners, children more specifically, to be able to become creative, critical, evaluative thinkers about everything that they're doing, problem solvers, and reacting in a reasoned way to unpredictable life in the real world.